Good morning. We're continuing to read Makom Gimel, Siman Hey. In Kaveis Udos Rak Al Aperis or Ugarkis, if the meal is bread and the only course is going to be fruits or Ugarkis is pickles, or cucumbers, but I think it means pickles, Lafafonim, Otsnan Ubotsal Bukodoma, or radishes or onions. So now there's a machlokes rishon on what the halacha is in this case. According to the Rush, if that is the meal, so there's no need to eat it with bread. The person washed and ate bread, but he does not need to eat these foods together with the bread to be considered part of the meal and be secondary to the bread and not need their own separate bracha. The same way a person who washes and eats meat and does not eat any meat together with bread, but there's no need to make a bracha on the meat because the meat is part of the meal. And whatever is part of the meal is considered secondary to the bread and included in the bracha of the bread. So the same thing is true by the case of these peiros or these vegetables, etc. Modern version of this, a person has a meal and he has a salad. He washes and has a salad. That's the whole meal. So arguably, just eating a salad is not normally eaten at least by ya. But over here, he's clearly eating it for the purposes of sviya. It's part of the meal. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins beikar like the Rush, but he brings a yesh cholkin, and that's a general rule when the Shulchan Aruch brings two opinions, and he brings one opinion as stam, and one opinion as a yesh. So this is the halacha, and some say otherwise. So it means he's paskin the halacha like the first opinion. But he says some disagree, and therefore he says there is a solution. And the language of the Shulchan Aruch is toiv. It's a good idea to do the following. The Chayyadim upgrades that lashon yizoyer. You should be careful. Shemitzchila yechol pasim aperis. Eat the beginning of this peiros together with pas. Together with bread. Ma'oz af shachar kach yechol b'loy pas. Ein sorak lavorich. Kimish mitchila kaba sudasa aleihem. So you made your kviya suda that the fruit should come as an accompaniment to the pas, because you're eating the fruits with the pas. So you set up the arrangement over here is that the fruit is to come as to be a lefis, as some type of condiment, as it were, sometimes something to accompany the bread. So now that it's coming to accompany the bread, it doesn't require a bracha. So, and over here, all you need to do is eat it at the beginning with bread. And then later on you decide to eat some of the without bread, there's no need to make a bracha on it. So the Mishnah Berurah points out that this works. It's not enough to just the person takes a little piece of bread and he eats it with the peiros. The point is that the peiros are coming to be malapis, the bread. You're making it as an accompaniment to the bread. If you want to give an example of how to do that, then you would take a slice of the apple and eat it on your bread. So you're eating it clearly as an accompaniment to the bread. The minig of the olam is that it's sufficient to just eat it with bread, but it can't be a little crumb. The point is you're having bread and you're having the peiros as an accompaniment to the bread. So there has to be significant a piece of bread. And then when you do that and you have the peiros with it, we've clearly defined, even according to the second opinion in halacha, you've shown that that's your intent. That's to be part of it, to be part of the meal, and then there's no need to make a bracha on the peiros. So this is a case where this is the only course. So we've discussed before in a case where there are multiple courses, and the fruits are one course, and there we said that the person should eat the beginning and the end with bread. We have a case where it's not part of the meal at all, and it would be chayv in its own bracha, and we have a case where it's the only course. And therefore, eating at the beginning with bread is sufficient. So you have three scenarios. A person eats the beginning with bread, and it's the only course it works. If it's amongst many courses, the beginning and the end with bread. And if it's likinuach, it's for dessert. Even that would still, the bites without bread would be chayiv in a bracha. If he ate every single bite with bread, then there would not be no chayiv to make a bracha. Have a good day.